You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a warm welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday ahead of the action from the Curragh, and it's a good day of action as well, including a Group 3 and a listed event. You'll hear every race live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Darren Owen, Sean Quinn and Alistair Whitehouse-Jones in the studio. But it's Sam Norris here with you ahead of the action, and joining me on the line to preview all of the racing is Andy Holding. Morning Andy, you good?
I'm very well, Sam, indeed.
I know you'll have one eye on the action at the Curragh, but you're elsewhere in the sporting world today, I understand.
Indeed, yeah. I'm off to the FA Cup semi-final at Wembley to see Liverpool against Villa. Hopefully we can get a result, but no doubt I will be tuning in at some stage because I'm going to have a few bets at the Curragh this afternoon, so I'll be listening to William Hill as I'm somewhere in the stands.
Yep, fair enough.
Hopefully they're not making too much noise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quiet period.
Well, as a Wolves fan, I wish Liverpool the very best of luck today.
That's good, man.
I'm certainly in the red camp for that one. But it's a good day of action at the Curragh. We've got two really good races in particular at 3:50 and 4:20.
Yeah, it's a special afternoon. Yeah, really good card. Nice Group 3, which brings together several interesting candidates, and of course we've got that alleged stakes as well, which. Might well go the way of Dermot Weld, who's obviously carried all before him in the early part of the season so far.
Yep, certainly will. We'll start then with the first race of the day. This one comes up at 2:20. We've got a 5 furlong maiden to open the card, and it's 2-1 for Waterloo Bridge. Mimicking is 5-2, 130 for Hopala. Fisherman's Blues is 4-1, 16s bar those. It can be very hard to judge these unraced two-year-olds, Andy. Talk us through your thoughts in the race.
Yeah, I never normally bet these races unless I have a huge indication that something has been doing something nice at home, and I get one or two bits and pieces of news. But on this occasion, I haven't got anything other than just to follow the market. And the market's telling us this morning quite clearly that Waterloo Bridge is strongly fancied, as to be expected from a team that is going quite well at the moment. Their two-year-olds not quite as forward, you could say, as their older horses. But that doesn't mean to say that Waterloo Bridge can't buck the trend. Certainly lovely bred, isn't he, by Zoffany. This is his first season's offering. This one cost a tidy packet as well. €350,000 this horse cost. So hopefully he might live up to his price tag this afternoon. He has got a good draw, and it's one of the rare opportunities as well that Joseph O'Brien gets to ride a horse of this nature, of course, because the horse is weighted to carry 9 stone 5, which is roughly around about what Joseph weighs nowadays. So that's a bit of a bonus. Mimicking him comes from a yard that often do well with their two-year-olds as well. This Bolger filly by Invincible Spirit, sure to know her job. Could have done with a slightly better draw. But the upshot of it all is that I'm going to tip Fisherman's Blues, largely based on the fact that Jer Lyon sprung a bit of a surprise at Dundalk on Friday evening with an unconsidered outsider. Indeed, he won it with his second string, a horse called Blood Moon, who showed a nice turn of foot, a good attitude to win in the latter stages up that race. Flooring Washington DC, who was a strongly fancied runner from the Ballydore camp. Back in fifth for Spader, who was very much the one expected to run and to head home the Jer Lyons runners, but it wasn't to be, and Blood Moon came through quite well. Indicated to me that Jer Lyons' horses are quite well forward. Colt by Zebedee. Zebedee, of course, had a very good season as a two-year-old last year with his first crop. So let's go with Fisherman Blues to keep up the good work for both the sire and the trainer's two-year-olds.
Fisherman's Blues then, getting the nod then for Andy at 4-1 at the time of recording. We'll move on then to the next race of the day. This one is at 2:50. It's a 6 furlong Phillies Maiden, and Shanghai Beauty heads affairs at 3-1. Penny Pepper is a force chance, 5-1 for Fairy Flute. Sugar Mill is 11-2, 8-1 for Future Icon. Lady of Light is 10s, bigger prices the rest of them. We know a little bit more about these fillies, Andy.
We do, although at the same time, one or two are slightly unknown quantities. We don't know how they've trained them from 2 to 3. That's the main issue to start with. What we have got is a lot of horses who finished placed and run promisingly as a youngster, including Shanghai Beauty, who was second on her final start. It was a decent race as well at Nace. You've got Penny Pepper, of course, represents different connections this year. He used to be with Eve Johnson Horton. now in the care of Kevin Prendergast, whose horses are going well. Fairy Fluke probably ran the most eye-catching race of the front trio, finishing third to Oratorio in a good race at Naas. Of course, Oratorio went on to run many good races afterwards, and Devonshire won a maiden subsequently for William McCreary. So I do think Fairy Fluke, in my opinion, should be favourite here, and at 5-1 does represent fair each by value. But so does Sugar Mill as well, and this horse, I think, has got a bit of upside, this Sugar Mill, and he's going to be my selection. First and foremost, because it comes from an informed stable. And secondly, because I believe that this horse ran in the very best maidens, or some of them, last year. Began life in a hot race at Leopardstown, which chucked up loads of winners subsequently. Very fast times, won by Queen Nefertiti, who hasn't run since from the Watchman camp, but I know that connections think that could develop into an Oaks filly later on in the year. And then she went on to finish a creditable eighth in mid-division behind Words, and again another race which threw up a whole host of pattern performers towards the back end of the last season. And she just faded a little bit late on. Certainly suggests to me that she was a little bit backward and a bit behind, but also that she'd probably do better over 6 furlongs, and that's exactly what Dermot Wells done first time up. The only negative I can find is the draw. Standside rail is usually the pace to be. Sometimes stranded down the middle can be a little bit of a problem, but with Pat Malone on board, hopefully that'll be negated. And at 11-2, I think Sugar Mill's a really good each-way bet in that 250.
Okay, fair enough then. We'll move on to the next race of the day. This one comes up at 3:20. It's a 6 furlong handicap, and our jock heads affairs are 130, 11-2 for Beau Satchel. Master Speaker is 13-2, 7-1 Shipyard, 8-1 Elusive in Paris. Romeac is 8s as well. Cash or Casualty, 9-1. Double figure prices, the rest of them. Who gets the selection in this 3:20?
Yeah, fascinating race from my perspective anyway, because a lot of these are horses I've got my eye on, I've had my eye on early on in the flat season. They come from good form lines, good speed figure races. A lot of them actually been running over different distances, so bringing them all together, all the strands together, is quite difficult. We'll start with our jock, who's one of the most talented horses in Ireland, only to ever win a couple of races. He's just such a frustrating character. And he's not the kind of horse I'd desperately want to be backing at a short price. I'm not saying he can't win. He ran really well the other night down in Leopardstown, behind Princess Aloof. And, of course, that horse went on to boost the form with a win 3 days afterwards. So he's obviously going to be an eye-catcher drawn stall 10. But, you know, there's lots of horses with chances in this race. And at much bigger odds, I prefer a couple against the field here. Now, regular podcasters will know that I've been banging on about that race down in Cork the other day, won by Cashel Casualty. It was a phenomenal time for the grade. And I followed the race over a cliff, tipping horses like Dragon Khan and Yes I Am, for instance. And then along pops a 25-1 poke the other day, which I completely overlooked. I napped against it. And the 25-1 poke went and beat my Napi short head. And it came out of that Cashel Casualty race. So I'm desperate to get with Cashel Casualty here. He's run one good race here over the track, and that was last year when he was fifth behind Hassanpour. And that race worked out really well subsequently. But that was over a mile, and he led down to the furlong pole only to fade late on. So I'm hopeful that his early speed could get him away from this field and give him every chance of seeing the trip out. 10-1 looks a fair price for him. And the other one I fancy, and this is the strongest one of the two, is Dashwood. 11-1 with William Hill this morning. What a rick this is. I mean, this Dashwood, I really do believe this is going to run a huge race here today. Probably wouldn't be one of my best bets on the card. He finished third to Bubbly Bellini early on here in the season when the ground was on the heavy side. Probably just a little bit too soft for him after a bit of a layoff. He ran well again the other night beyond that well-handicapped horse, Bobby Jean, who I napped the other day, and that ran well. But his last two runs on decent ground here at the Curragh have seen him finish 5th of 23 behind Lined of Reason in a very fast time. And also he finished 2nd to Great Minds a year ago off a mark of 75. Now Great Minds is probably one of the most improving sprinters in Ireland. He's now a group horse, group 2, maybe group 3, maybe even group 1 in the end. So he's definitely got some fantastic form at the Curragh. 6 furlongs is his trip. The young lad who rides him has won on him as well on the all-weather. He's run 2 good races racing on the flat. How this horse is 11-1, God only knows. He's a really, really good each-way bet, along with Cashel Casualty in that 3:20.
Okay, fair enough then. A couple to think about there in that 3:20. Move on then to the big race of the day anywhere on Sunday. Up at 3:50, we have a Group 3 event over 7 furlongs, and Due Diligence leads the market at 3-1 for the O'Brien team. Sovereign Debt is 7-2, 6-1 for Struthen. Smuggler's Cove is 7's chance, 8-1 for Cable Bay. 10's bar those. Quite a few of these making a seasonal reappearance as well, Andy.
Yeah, they are. Due Diligence will obviously catch the eye of many. We'll see how he goes first time out. Certainly not going to be the selection today, having not proven himself over 7 furlongs, particularly on ground as bad as this. Smuggler's Cove, I think, probably wants a little bit further. He certainly shapes as though distances beyond 7 furlongs might play into his strength. So I'm left with a couple to tip here, and the obvious one has to be Sovereign Debt, who probably has to go down as one of the most unluckiest horses in recent times. I mean, I know he has won and won a good race at Wolverhampton 2 starts ago, but either side of that, he should have bolted up in a race at Lingfield on the 21st of February, but he didn't get the clearest of runs, and then it was one of the most hard-luck stories you'll ever likely to see at Lingfield in the final of that mile series when he finished second to Grey Mirage. Harry didn't win that day, God only knows. He was literally running over the back of them with a couple of furlongs to run, but he never got a clear run. He only got beat a neck in the end, but it was still a fantastic effort. The Formula race has worked out really well subsequently, with the several coming out of the race and boosting the form. He goes on soft ground, he's got a good draw, and he's the number one choice. But I'd certainly have to mention Shruthar, and of course won this race last year. This horse goes really, really well fresh. The last 2 seasons, he's made his seasonal reappearance here at the Curragh, and on both occasions he's won. The yard is in great form, he loves soft ground, he stays well, he's a strong traveller, and he's drawn right next to the favourite as well. So at 6-1, he also makes plenty of appeals. So 2 against the field there, Sovereign Debt at 7-2, and Shruthar, last year's winner, at 6-1.
OK, there we are then, Andy's thoughts on the 350. The next race on the card from the Curragh comes up at 4:20. We've got a listed event over a mile and two. Masinga is the 13-8 favourite. The winner of this race in 2013, Parish Hall, is 130 chance. 4-1 for Geoffrey Chaucer. Aussie Valentine is 7s, double-figure prices or bigger the rest of them. What do you make of this renewal?
Yeah, I don't think any question marks are hanging over Masinga, who's won her last 3 starts, been gradually brought through really nicely, as Dermot Weld often does with his fillies. From winning a maiden at Galway all the way through to a handicap at Leopardstown to a listed race at Cork last time out when she beat 2 very good mares in the shape of Altes and Toe the Line in a good time. Now into a slightly warmer heat, but the good thing about this horse is the yards are on fire. We know she stays really well, and you do need to get home here at the Curragh. Obviously very stiff uphill climb in the last 2 furlongs here, and I think she'll prove her worth here up against a couple of nice horses, obviously Parish Hall being one of them. 3rd in the race last year, won it 2 years ago, often runs well at the track. And Geoffrey Chaucer as well, who began his life last year, finishing 3rd, of course, in the Derrynstown, stood only to disappoint twice subsequently. You'd have to say that Better Ground might just suit him and he might just need the run. So I'm going to go with Masinga. She's fit, she's well, she stays. She's from a progressive stable, obviously, and around about 7-4 this morning, she ticks quite a lot of boxes in that 4:20.
Masinga then, the one for Andy, chasing a 4-timer today at the Curragh. We'll move on then to the penultimate race of the day at 4:50. This one is a handicap over a mile and two, and we've got joint favourites here in the shape of Papa's Way and Stronger Than Me, both 5-1. And it's 6-1 for I'll Be Your Clown, 6-1 Princess Perlita, 6-1 as well Paselli Road. Warsinger is a 7's chance, 10-1 bar those. It looks pretty tight here, Andy.
Yeah, it does, but I'm going to cut straight to the chase here. Again, another race where the ball comes onto the bat for me with a selection. I'm going to go with the top weight here. I'll Be Your Clown, who has got some really good form to its name of late. Most notably last time out in the Irish Lincoln. That was a fantastic race this year. Really good renewal run at a strong gallop. And already we've seen the form filtering through that race, and it was a good renewal. The winner, of course, went in the way of One Night in Dream. But the second Aussie Valentine has won subsequently, and a whole host of horses down the field have also gone on to run well in their next start. Queen of Alba, of course, who was 4th, she finished 4th the other day behind Masinga. You've got Bolt Eddie Quill, who just got nutted the other day in a race. Colour Blue, who was 10th, that's won subsequently. It's really good form, this Irish Lincoln, and I'll Be Your Clown did all its best work at the end, suggesting that that mile was far too short for it on its seasonal reappearance. Prior to that run, an eye-catching race behind Stronger Than Me towards the back in the last season, doing all its best work at the end, crying out for a mile and a quarter, this horse is. So I'm going to go with I'll Be Your Clown, fitting well after that good run in the Irish Lincoln, up in trip, around about 7-1, good each-way bet there in the 4:50.
Fair enough then. The final race of the day comes up at 5:20. This one is a maiden over a mile and two again, and Las Barbados is the 5-2 favourite, 10-3 for Time to Inspire. Morning Mix is 7-2, 5-1 for R-Ed, 10s bar those. How do you play this final race, Andy?
Yeah, hard to be totally dogmatic, not looking at the betting, how it's going to shape up. But I'll have to go with the one that ran for me the most eye-catching race as a two-year-old, and that was very much Los Barbados, who did some good late work under a tender ride in the hands of Michael Hussey in quite a hot maiden run at Leopardstown towards the back end. Won, of course, by a stable companion, Giovanni Canaletta, who was all the rage going into that race. Indeed, was all the rage on its debut, only to fluff its lines. but certainly looks as though that's going to make into a nice middle distance horse. And this horse by Galileo out of a Danehill mare certainly indicated that middle distances is going to be very much its bag this season. And with the yard making a scintillating start to the season, they won a couple of races at Navan yesterday, particularly the maidens are going well, the older maidens. You'd expect Los Barbados to follow suit here and run a solid race in the last. Do keep an eye on OC Blue. John Ox, of course, won the concluding maiden at Navan yesterday with a very nice horse in these colours. And this filly by Sea of the Stars could also be one to keep an eye on. But I'm going to have to go with Los Barbados, who shaped really well on debut last year.
OK, then it's Los Barbados for Andy, then for Aidan O'Brien and Joseph O'Brien. If you just remind us, please, then, of your selections for Sunday's action at the Curragh.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll start off in the opening race, the two-year race with Fisherman Blues. Bit of a speculator, but hopefully can run well as the two-year-old of theirs did on Friday night. In the 250, I'm going to go with the informed Dermot World, stable in the shape of Sugar Mill. 320, probably my best betting race of the day. The massively overpriced Dash would be my number one choice at a whopping 11-1. But I have to save on Casual Casualty, despite dropping back in trip, just because of that speed figure down in Cork was so good. Two against the field in the Bob Bad Gladness Stakes, and that's Sovereign Debt and Shrew the Harn. 420, I'm going to stick with Dermot Well with Masinga. Strong each way vote for Albi or Clown, the top weight in the 450. In the final race, Aidan O'Brien's Los Barbados makes plenty of appeal.
There you are, and the thoughts of our Irish racing expert Andy Holding ahead of all the action on Sunday from the Curragh. You'll hear every race live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. in the company of Darren Owen, Sean Quinn and Alistair Whitehouse-Jones. We've got Wincanton and Stratford alongside the Curragh as well domestically, so do join us for all of that. Andy, thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning. Enjoy Wembley and best of luck with the bets at the Curragh.
Thanks, mate. It's been a pleasure. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.